Okay, we are picking up from the Gemara, the top of Mem Tes Amud Aleph, the words of Hanoder Menem Avushal. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilo Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama Shel Avin Aliyah. We were discussing in the third parak, we discussed the idea of Nedarim is Holchin Al Chalashin Adam. That you go after the way that, to understand what the Neder meant, we generally go after the popular way of the vernacular people talk about it. So, the halacha, we're basically going to continue that discussion in this parak. And also, again, as we pointed out, that the final halacha with regards to the neder is going to depend on each and every place and the language and the way people say things. So it's important to note that when we're learning our parak about nedarim. So now our Mishnah is going to discuss different things that are going to be usher based on his neder, and specifically with regards to food. So says the Mishnah now, Hanoder min hamavushal, someone who makes a neder, assuring to himself all food which is cooked. So there's a shaila in the Rishonim we'll get to later, based on the Gemara and Nun Zayin, whether or not this is discussed even bahana or just eating it. But let's just assume right now it's for eating it. So a person makes a neder to asur that which is cooked. Mutar b'tzli uvashalak. It's permitted for him to eat to eat or benefit from roasted food or food which is not cooked fully, undercooked food, because people generally do not refer to these items of mevushal. Mevushal is a generally way that which is cooked through a liquid medium. That's the lashon of bishal, is always when you're cooking it with a liquid medium. So therefore, when a lashon has a mevushal, basically it's going to have three connotations based on the Gemara. One is that we're talking about food that has been prepared through bishal, which is again through a liquid medium. And that's why halakha l'maaseh are important to know what bishal is for, like Hilchos Shabbos, let's say, in bishal for bishal. So you have to know what is bishal, only when you're cooking through a liquid medium. And then, second halakha is that the food has to be cooked completely. That's the second connotation. Then there's going to be a third one, which the Gemara is going to discuss, is maybe eaten with bread. Okay, we're going to discuss that in the Hemshech. Then, basically, that's coming to exclude roasted food, which is not in this category, because it is, first of all, it's something which is, not as cooked as much, and also, it's tzli, which is something which is not the same way of bishul. You dafka don't use the liquid medium, you cook it over the fire or with the spit. That's not something which is going to be bishul. So, we pointed out again that this is determined by the way people generally mention it. So it must be that the way that the Tana is talking right now, that's the way people discussed it, with regards to this halacha. Says the second halacha of the Mishnah. Amar kodim tavshil she'eni tohen. If a person says that the cooked food is konam with respect to me tasting it, so she'eni or she'ani, that I'm not going to taste it. So this refers to over here that cooked food refers to any food which is going to be prepared with heat that are eaten with bread. So accordingly, the lashon according to this Tana, the term tavshil was used to mean something slightly different than hamavushal. Mavushal was specifically talking about when it was fully prepared. Tavshil implies any heat preparation that is customarily eaten with bread. So if it's like a sauce or something like that, you could dip it into bread. That's going to be considered a tavshil. As long as the food is eaten with bread, it does not make any difference what method you use to cook it. If you did sli or if it was undercooked, those are not going to matter. As long as it's a tavshil that's eaten with bread, that's going to be usher. That's the difference. Usher b'maisei kedera rach. So therefore, he's going to be usher to eat anything which is soft, meaning something which is more of a runny, like a type of dip that you'll use to eat with it. Umutar be'aveh. However, something which is solid, which generally is not going to be something which is eaten with bread. The Ram gives an example specifically of porridge. If you have porridge, the porridge is, if it's like a dip more of the porridge, you'll dip it with bread, then it's going to be usher. However, if the porridge is very thick, you would not be eating it with bread. Therefore, that's not considered a tavshil. I would not be in the geder of what is usher based on your neder. A mutter bebeitza turmata. However, he's permitted to eat a turmata, a type of egg of a dlasa marutza. These two things, basically, the Gemara is going to describe them, that they're not in the category of a tavshil because they're not typically eaten with bread. That's the way that we quote it. The Ran just quotes the Yerushalmi, and he points out that the lashon of tavshil and a mevushal are basically, they're actually similar in one halacha though. Like, just like a tavshil understands food eaten with bread, so too a mevushal is understood as food eaten with bread. So therefore, just as a person makes a neder against a tavshil be permitted to eat solid food, he would also be permitted to eat solid food if he declared a neder against hamavushal. Thuran's hagdar, interesting point. And basically, again, hamavushal implies the lashon of specifically cooking, and specifically is fully cooked, and also it's eaten with bread, as opposed to tavshil, which only means food is eaten with bread. So the first two things are not going to be Ma'akev for the guards too, meaning as long as you eat with bread, no matter what, even if it's undercooked, and even if it's something which is tzli, those are going to be usher for you to eat it. That's what you meant when you said the lashon of when a person uses the lashon of tavshil. Fine. The Mishnah continues. Hanoder me'maisa kedera. If a person makes a neder ushering anything that's prepared in a pot, so ein iser ella maisa ratacha. So then, only things that are done, what he meant by his lashon of his neder, meant something which has to be very cooked very extensively. That's what you mean by his lashon, and that's going to be the Ran quotes different things like chilka and targin and tisni. So all these different things are basically different types of grits. And orez, he quotes over there, which according to the way we understand, orez means rice. So these are things which require a lot of cooking. So these are different things require a lot of cooking, which are going to be usher to him. Amar kone mayori lekadera shendem. However, if you say anything which goes into a pot, so things maisa kadera meant the way that you prepare the preparation of a pot meant specifically something which is prepared a long time. That's what you meant, as opposed to if you said hayori lekadera, anything which goes into a pot, then shenitoim aser becholam espashlam bekadera. They're not going to be aser to eat any foods that are cooked in a pot, because the yori lekadera meant anything that goes in, any type of food that's even a minimal amount of cooking is going to be aser based on the lashon of your neder. Says the Gemara now, Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Rabbi Yoshia said that it's usher to eat roasted foods if he declared an eder against that which is cooked. Even sli is going to be usher. Rabbi Yoshia doesn't have a raya that's correct. However, he has a zeich ledavar, an allusion to it in a pasuk. The pasuk says, Shenemar vayvashlu vayasu ha-pesach pa'ech kamishpat. The pasuk over here is in Divrei Yamim. And it says specifically by the Korban Pesach that they cook the Korban Pesach in a fire, as the halacha tells you. Now, obviously, the Korban Pesach is not allowed to be cooked. Al tuklamen na mevushal. It's an issur d'oraisa to eat it if it's mevushal. It has to be dafka tzli. So, therefore, we sometimes will refer to roasted as being cooked, and therefore, the lashon of bashel doesn't necessarily mean always specifically a type of cooking. It can mean any form of getting a food prepared, which might mean roasting as well. Therefore, Rabbi Yoshia has an understanding that if a person makes a neder against hamevushel, that would also include roasted terms. The Achronim are just bothered by it. The pasuk was said beferish in regards to the Korban Pesach of Vishalta. And it also obviously doesn't mean that you the lashon of bishul over there. It's a pasuk in the chumash. So why did we have to run to the pasuk in Divrei Yamim? That's a question. The Achronim are bothered by that. But that's what the Gemara brings the remez for. So the Gemara says lema ba'akim eflagi. So what exactly is the yesod machlokes between Rabbi Yoshia and our Mishnah? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshia savar halach achar lashon ha-teira. He understands that with the ikar point of a neder, we should follow the lashon that the Torah tells us, what's written in Tanakh. And therefore, when we say cooked means even roasted, so that's what it means in Tanakh. That's what it means. V'tana dilan savar, however, our Tana understands, b'nedarim halach achar lashon b'nei adam. And when it comes to nedarim, we should follow the common language that people speak. And therefore, common language is that when you say bishul, it does not mean roasted. That's not what you mean by cooked. You know, roasted and cooked are two different words. They have two different words, so that mean two different things. So that is the Gemara's Havamina right now as the Asura Machlokas. And Gemara says, no, lo, that's not the Machlokas. Everybody agrees when it comes to Nadarim. As I mentioned, that's Aleph Bezim Nadarim, according to the Bavli at least. Around Kotzir Shalmi might disagree. But according to our Gemara over here, everybody would agree that Nadarim clearly follow the common language, however people speak at that time, in that place. Mar ki asri. So the Rabbi Yoshia was mentioning his halacha where he spoke, and the Mishnah, our Tana, was our spoke. Be'asur the Tana dila, and the Gemara fleshes it out. In our Tana, in our Mishnah, litzli, kar litzli, something roasted is called roasted, and levusha, kar levusha. People don't call roasted ever as something which is cooked. Be'asur Rabbi Yoshia, over in Rabbi Yoshia's place where he lived, afilu tzli, karu mevushal, even something which was roasted, they called it cooked. Therefore, there is no machlokes, there's no nafkamina between the two. Rather, roasted is a shayla, meaning everyone agrees that if it meant roasted meant, if people refer to mevushal as also roasted, then everyone would agree that's included in your neder. And if it didn't mean that, everyone agrees it's not included in your neder. Rabbi Yoshia's place, people did understand mevushal as being also roasted, and that's why he said it's usher, as opposed to the Tanakam, which referred to mevushal as not being roasted, and that's, there is no machlokes. One was talking in his place, one was talking in that place, and they're not arguing. But Gemara says, but wait a second though. The whole idea we came out to this because Rabbi Yoshia brought a pasuk. V'hakra nasivla. Rabbi Yoshia bring a pasuk to support his claim. L'chora he was doing that because he was going after the psukim is telling you that that's how the lacha should go based on the psukim tell us something. So Gemara says, no, asmachta bi'alma. The pasuk is just an asmachta. It's an allusion in the pasuk, but it's not really what he's getting his halacha. His main reason Rabbi Yoshi understood that roasted is going to be Usher is because people refer to Mevushal as roasted. And he says, also, I'll bring you also a Lashon that people use as well. And some of the Achronim point out that really, if something was like a random Lashon that a certain city had, which was like a Lashon which was like messed up, people didn't know that, then it wouldn't be even in that place considered a Neder. So since the Torah itself uses it, or Tanakh uses it, that's why he's bringing the Raya. Fine? So basically, the Maskana that we come out is that we follow the common language and not Sukkim. The Rishona point out, the Ritva and Yeron Alach HaMaisar, HaShulchan and Yerodea, he passes this way, that if we don't know what people generally speak, so then we'll follow what the Pesukim says. So same, like an example, like in America, where people don't really speak Hebrew so often, and you say a certain Lashon, so that certain Lashon is going to be dependent on what it says, what the people know as what it says in the Torah. Then we would use the Raya for what you meant based on what the Torah tells us. Okay, so that has a halachic implications for Nedarim. Konem Tashil. If a person says a cooked food is konem with respect to him eating it, so he's usher to eat the food that's like a dip type of food, but he's permitted to eat a solid food. So Gemara says, wait a second though. V'ha mitavshil nadar. Why is he permitted to eat a cooked solid food? He made a neder lechora ushering all type of cooked foods. So it says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Haitan, Atana, our Mishnah understands, Komidi de misachel be rifta tavshil karulei. That anything that's generally eaten with bread, that's what people call a tavshil. Cooked food is going to be considered only, a tavshil rather, is going to be eaten with bread. A solid food which is not generally eaten with bread, we're not going to call that a tavshil, we don't call that a tavshil. Again, in this Tana's place, that's what tavshil meant. That's what it meant according to them. So Gemara says Atanya, and now Atanya is actually a raya, but Nechusa, you pointed out in Mesachat Zohar many times, Atanya is actually a raya, here's one of them. Here, Tana, we learn in the Braisa proof, Hanoder min a tavshil, someone who makes a nether asering from himself from eating a cooked food, Aser b'chol minei tavshil is aser to eat all types of cooked food. V'aser b'tzli uv'shaluk u'mevushal. He's aser to eat roasted food, even food which is not fully cooked, and mevushal, regular cooked food. V'aser b'yirtios rakos. He's aser to eat rach, is like soft type of squash. Shachulin ochlin ben pitin. Because people who are sick people eat their bread with this type of squash. So the reason that the Braisa gave us for including squash in the category of a tashil is because specifically sick people ate it with bread. That lechora tells you that a tashil generally is something that is eaten with bread. And the reason that the squash here is asr because sick people do eat it with bread, and that's enough to tell us that it's going to be a neder which would be included, squash would be included. So the Gemara says that lechora, we see from over here, just from the Braisa's side point, this is going to get into a tangent a little bit, that squash is healthy for somebody who's sick. The Gemara says, is that really true? Ain't he? V'ha Rabbi Yirmiyah Chalash, Rabbi Yirmiyah one time became sick. So a doctor came to heal him. Chaza krat demachas bevesa. He saw that a squash was in the guy, in Rabbi Yirmiyah's house. He was eating squash. Shav given alfak, he got upset, he left and he went outside. He said, Amar, malach moses leili dan bevesa, v'ana yile asri ase. He said that the malach amavis is here. You're giving him food which is going to kill him. And you want me to heal him? And he was saying this rhetorically. The fact that you're giving him the squash is terrible for his health. So lechora, we understand from this story that squash is bad for sick people. So Gemara says, lo kasha, haber kichay abe ashune, that if it's rach, if it's soft squash, that is good for a sick person. Whereas when it comes to hard squash, which is apparently the type that they found in Rabbi Yirmiyah's house, that he was upset with because he said that is not healthy. Says the Gemara Vaitar, Rava Barula Amar Habikra Gufe. The story happened with squash itself, which is not good. V'habegave dekra, whereas the Braisa is talking about the insides of a squash, which actually is good for you. So that's the difference, not between soft and hard, but rather the inside of the squash versus the whole squash. Damar Rav Yehuda, luliva dekra besilka. The insides of a squash are cooked with leek, and they're considered effective for healing, apparently. Okay? Lulava dekusina bekusa. And the insides of a flax plant, those are eaten with a kutach, are going to be considered very healthy. And a kutach, we know recently Gemara in Brachos, that's a dish that was made with milk, like spoiled sour milk and a moldy bread. I don't know why they enjoy that, but that was the Gemara talks about a kutach, lichos brachos, what the brachim make, etc. The dovers are amar from amaretz, but this we don't tell before an amaretz because we're afraid that the amaretz isn't careful with people's money. He's going to go and uproot flax plants before they could be harvested, in order to have this healthy food, and it's going to damage somebody through grama. And grama really make it in his mutter, but you're not really supposed to do that, so that's not a nice thing to do. We're afraid Amaratzim will do that. There'll be more to hat there. We don't tell them this. Fine. The Gemara gives a different explanation of what is beneficial. Rav Amar, man choylin. Who are the sick people that are referred to in the Braisa? Rabbanan, because Torah is makes you sicker. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that it makes you weak learning Torah. You know, that's why many Talmid Chachamim, their bodies are always very weak, because generally they don't sleep a lot. They learn all day, right? So it's hard for them. They're very weak many times. So the Braisa means that Talmid Chachamim, even the healthy ones, eat their bread with squash. We're talking about sick people. They're not actually sick. You're right. Sick people, if you're actually sick in bed, whatever, then squash is going to be bad. According to Rava, whether it's going to be rach or whether it's ashune, whether it's hard, whether it's soft, doesn't matter according to Rava. The reason that Rabbi Yirmiyah was specifically, he was bothered Rabbi Yirmiyah because he was actually a sick person, not just the Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham generally, again, their bodies are generally weak, but they're not mamish cholim. They are like, they're like sick people, but if a person's really in bed, then squash is not going to be beneficial to him. That's the answer of Rava. The Gemara points out, Rava la taime. Rava is l'shitaso. He's following his own svara. Dama Rava, Rava says, turning on to the next daman. Kiman matzlinan al kitzrei valmirei. Who do we daven throughout the year for sick people? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. How far is it that we say a person's judged for the entire year? If a person's judged for the entire year, then, Rabbi Meir and Yehuda are on one side. I think they're against Rabbi Yossi is the other side. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, they understand that a person's judgment for the entire year is on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yossi understands that you're judged every single day. So the Gemara is pointing out that the fact that we daven for sick people, for people who are sick, kiman, we daven is like Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi understands a person's judged every day, and when we're davening for him, it's possible that he's going to be saved from the gzeras hamaves, and that's we daven for cholim according to Rabbi Yossi. So Shon are very bothered by this, especially in light of the Rambam Shita, that davening every day is a din d'oraisa. The concept of tefillah every day as davening is d'oraisa. And the Ramban says, right, that davening only beis tzara is d'oraisa. That's the way the Rav understands, he suggests there's a possibility. Rav Soloveitchik understands pashut, that's what the Rav meant. Rav Soloveitchik explained very beautifully that the mechayev of tefillah, according to both of them, is tefillah beis tzara, davening for something that we need, a Yeshua, whatever it might be. The Rambam just understands, is it a perceived Yeshua, or is it something which every day we're based on? Every single day, we never know what's going to happen to us. The enemies are trying to kill us, etc. We don't always see it. You know, people who work in like intelligence in Israel, just they talk about how crazy it is that for every 500 cases that happen, that they saved the last second, they found a terrorist who was coming into certain areas, you hear about like one of them. And Chas Hashem, Rachman Al-Tzad, the ones that we, unfortunately, they hear about, they actually are able to accomplish, and those are even less than that. So anyway, the concept of davening, clearly you're going to tell me that there's not a din that you have to daven every day. They didn't have the lashon of Rifa'enu and Baruch Aleinu because your pranas is already established, your fu is already established every day. So the Ran explains maybe, Ran and Rosh Hashanah, not over here, the Ran and Rosh Hashanah explains famously that when we daven as a tzibor, that the koach of a tzibor, even according to the Ma'ad Amar, that everything is decided on Rosh Hashanah, it's so fascinating. Like, Mamash, like, Zardin's right, you're in, but still, since we're davening b'tzibor, Hashem has the ability to uproot that. That's why we dafka say, Refa'inu in the plural, and Refa'i Cholei Amo Yisroel, because we're asking for all of the sick people, not just the personal Chola person's davening for, but rather all of the Refu and the Tfilas HaRabim, Heina Kabe Aval Yemas, they're the Tfilas of the Rabbi Makash Baruch Hu always accepts, so that's why you daven every single day, even according to Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, a very fascinating Gemara over here, nonetheless. So the Gemara points out that we daven according to Rabbi Yossi. Medamar Ktzire Meire, so the fact that Rava mentions specifically ill people who are Ktzire and then Meire are sick, Shmamina Ktzire Ktzire Mamish, that sick people, the ill is actually people who are sick. In Mari, who are the people who are generally sickly? They're weaker people. These weaker people are the Rabbanan. They're the Rabbanan, who are weakened physically by, again, the fact that they're studying Torah, and it leads them, and the Meiri says, again, they eat little, they sleep little, and they're toiling enormously in Torah, so that's why they're very tired, and that's why they're very sick in general. So, the sickly is referring to Talmid Chacham, we want a daven that they should not become sick, so that's why we want a daven that they should have Arichas Yamin Vishanim. Umutar Ba'avis, so now according to the next part of the Mishnah told us that the person who asserted in the case of a cooked food, mevushel, is going to be permitted to eat a solid cooked food because cooked food refers to food that's eaten with bread, and a solid cooked food people don't eat with bread. The Gemara says, "Nasisun delo kivlavai." The Mishnah does not reflect the shita of the at least the practice of what the Bavliim, the people who are from Bavel, they do, because they eat thick porridge with bread, and therefore since they eat thick porridge with bread, a cooked food for them would mean even this fully cooked food. So therefore, the Mishnah wouldn't follow what their halacha wouldn't be like this Mishnah. Da'amar Rabbi Zeira, Bavlai Tiv Shai. The people from Bavel are foolish. The Babylonians are foolish. We're talking about the Yid in Bavel. They eat bread with bread. Meaning the whole idea of a thick, item, a thick porridge, as Aran said, that's cooked, that's like a grain. That's basically cooked grain. That's already a meal. Why are you eating a bread with another bread? The whole idea of eating it is like a dip. It's supposed to complement, the taste is supposed to complement each other. So eating this hard food is not complementing it. Rather, it's making it worse. So therefore, that's not going to be a positive thing. Amar Rav Chisda, Ika demashi luhun la'ale nekade dehutzal. Someone should know what the Hutzel, why are these people in Hutzel? Hutzel was a place, a city in Bavel. They're apparently the culinary experts. So they, in different halachas, we actually asked them how things are cooked, etc. So what do they want to ask him? Hadin daisa hechen ma'ale lemechle. Eating porridge that we eat with bread, how is it best to be eaten? Dechite belachma dechite, wheat porridge with wheat bread, and barley porridge with barley bread, or dilma, dechite bedesare, desare bedechite. Wheat porridge should be with medavka with barley bread, and barley bread should be eaten with wheat bread. So he's wondering how far the Bavlim were, when they tasting, when they complimenting each other, they did not care at all. They'd even have wheat with wheat. Or even them, the two different styles of food would eat better, even, it should at least be barley with wheat. Okay. There might be enough gemina because there's a concept called, right, the person, Aishan Adam and Amakum. We learned that from Avram Ravino. That, the Malachim, they ate with, they came down to this world, they ate with Avram. So they that's what Rashi quotes. The Gemara in Bav Metzia tells us that. So anyway, so so that could be enough gemina. Is that he was just wondering how they eat it, because you should eat the way people generally eat in that wherever you're going to visit. So the Gemara says, Rava achle bechasise. Rava ate his bread with porridge made from flour and oven dried grain. Okay. That would leave a nice taste to it. So now the Gemara says, "Vayter Rabba Bar Ravuna Ashkechel Ravuna Dekachel Daisa Beetzpay." So he saw Rabba Ravuna. He saw Ravuna eating porridge with his fingers. Amar Leir, Rabba Bar Ravuna said to Ravuna, "Amay Kachamar Biade? Why are you eating with your hands and not with utensils?" So Amar Leir, "Hachi Amar Rav. This is what Rav told me. Daisa Beetzpay Basim. That porridge eaten with one's finger is sweet." The chol dechen betrain, and even more so, kav v'chomer, when you eat with two fingers. The chol dechen betlas, and even more so when you eat with three fingers. Says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Chia Brei, Rav Chia said to his son, Rav said to his son Chia, V'chein Amar le Rav Huna le Rav Brei, Rav Huna said to his son, if they invite you to eat porridge, add parsley. You should travel up to a parsa to take it, because it's so healthy. It's so healthy for you to walk all the way up to a parsa. A parsa is long. The mechal bisra, the Torah, if they're giving you to eat ox meat, add plus a parsa. Walk three parsas, like, you know, an hour and a half to go eat that. Because it's very healthy. Amar lalei Rav l'chia brei. Rav said another thing to his advice for chia. V'chein amar lalei Rav Huna Rav brei to Rabbi's son. Komidim de lo tiflot kami rabech. After eating something, never spit in front of your Rebbe, because it's not appropriate. Lavar min kra v'daisa, except for squash or porridge. In that case, if you need to feel the need to spit, you should do so. Shedomin l'ptila shel avar. They feel like, ptila shel avar is like the lead, the hot lead that they put down a person's, to when they kill them. Obviously, that was a lesion of a guzma, but it's not healthy to have them in your mouth. And if they're, if this burning sensation, you should spit it out, even though if it's a little bit of a lack of kavod, still, you need to, it's necessary for you. Even in front of Shvor Malka, who was the king of Persia at the time, which is like the most chasha person, you're allowed to spit in front of them. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda were once eating together. Apparently they were eating from a single dish. So one was eating porridge with his fingers. The other one was eating a piece of bark. So the one eating with bark, he was using that as his utensil. They didn't have like forks and knives formerly, so they were, the one eating with the bark was using it as his utensil. Said the one eating with his fingers, "An masayat amachila tasech, how much longer are you going to feed me the dirt under your fingernails?" Generally, when you're eating with your hands, you know your fingernails get dirty. Like they have a chocolate thing, they always become dirty there. Amar le ta'achabet zbay la'achabehutza. So the one eating the fingers said back to the one eating with the bark, "An masayat amachila ruka, how much longer are you going to give me your spit, the residue of your saliva, because you're not washing the utensil in between each one, and your saliva is on that." On that utensil, and now you're putting it back in, you're double dipping, and I'm eating your saliva. That's obviously also not so sanitary. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Aisel Kameh Belusfin. So that was the story there. So Lusfin are like type of figs were brought before Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Achal, Rabbi Shimon Lo Achal. Rabbi Yehuda ate them, Rabbi Shimon did not eat them. Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said to him, "Why not? My time Alachama. Why aren't you eating these? They're good figs." Amar Le Rabbi Shimon, Elo Ein Yotzin Mayim Kol Eker. These figs are so hard. I'm never going to digest them. So it's even the more so to eat them because we can rely upon them tomorrow to continue giving us nourishment. Since they're not easily digested, they're able to last longer and be able to nourish your body for a longer amount of time. Okay, interesting stories here about health. Says the Gemara, right to Rabbi Yehuda, have a Yosef coming to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Yehuda was once sitting before Rabbi Tarfon. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Hayom Panecha Tzuhuvin, your face is so shiny today. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said to him, yesterday your servants went out to the field. They bought me beets. I ate them without salt. That's why I look. My face looks very shiny. If we had eaten them with salt, our faces would have shined even the more so. So that's what he was telling him. This is actually we're going to see. That's not the real reason. He was in his humility. That's what he responded to Rabbi Tarfon. Amrahu matronisa la Rabbi Yehuda. A Roman lady, who was very chashuv Roman lady, said to Rabbi Yehuda once, More verave, are you drunk? You're supposed to be more verabi. It's a play on words. More verave, you're a person who's supposed to be making halachas and you're drunk. How are you drunk? Why are you paskening shaylas? Amr las, or he said to her, Himunusa bidada haya itasa. He's saying, I'm swearing, if I even have wine, only except for a few times a year, Kiddush, Abdallah, and to drive the Dalat Kosos. Why doesn't he mention Mevarach Halakos? Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda may have heard that Mevarach Halakos is in Nechiv. And not only that, after I drink the Dalat Kosos, I have to like massage my temples from the headache that I have from Pesach Adol Shavuos. I'm in tremendous pain from it, but yet I drink them. So this actually has a halachic nafkamina. The Rashba points out, halacha lamaisa, that the Yerushalmi is medayik this way, that even someone who hates wine or grape juice, he still has a chiyuv to drink the dalad kosos. And that's halacha lamaisa in the Shulchan Aruch. That's halacha lamaisa. I remember someone who had like a really bad stomach virus, and everything that they were eating was, they would throw it up. And they asked the Rav, and the Rav paskin like this, so they literally drank the dalad kosos and threw up. They drank every single one of the four. That seems to be the halacha lamaisa over here. Anyway, it's very interesting though. The Rashba doesn't quote this halacha with regards to Kiddush and Avdalah. Why not? Rabbi Yehuda says it even by Kiddush and Avdalah. And the Shulchan Aruch also doesn't quote it by Kiddush and Avdalah. If you hate wine, you still have a chiyuv. So Mishnah Berurah has some suggestions. Maybe by Friday night you'd have bread. There's other alternatives. That's a very interesting point. Anyway, Gemara says Vayta though. Ella chachmas adam tayar panav. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda didn't really, he just answered them in his humility, but the real reason that Rabbi Yehuda's face was shining, because a person who's a chacham, his face is so bright. And see, like Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatal, his face was just, you would walk in there, you would see the or panav, which is the hadras panav that they had. And this pasuk in Kohelas is telling us, it's emes, you see, lav de mechad mezer, nevin tzal shlito, you walk into the different tzaddikim, you go see them, you really see this pasuk in Kohelas coming alive, that a person who's a chacham, his face is just bright, he has just a shine to him. I'm like, who's tzaduki le Rebuda? I want tzaduki said to Rebuda. Panecha domim I kamal v'ribes I kamadal chazirim. It looks like a person who is a lens on interest or a pig farmer. These are people who are both very wealthy and they don't have to work so much. So Amr le Rebuda said back to him, no, bahade tarvayu asirin. Both of those are usher for Jews to be working and I don't do either of the two. Ella eshim v'arba besekisa islim in besa ben midrash. I have 24 bathrooms between my house and the base midrash. They call Shah Vesha, and Ninitlas, the Kolechad Vechad, and each and every one, I enter each and every one of them, and that's what explains my shining face. So, it's a fascinating thing. Rabbi Yehuda had three different responses. It just tells you that each person should be answered according to his level. Even when you're in humility, you should say that it makes sense then. Rabbi Tarfon, he has one his answer is Rebbe. And then to this lady, who was a noble woman, he had a different answer. And to this person, he gave them a scientific answer. To this Tzaduki, he gave them a scientific answer why his face was shining in his anava. Rabbi Yehuda bar Kadazi levei medrash, and Rabbi Yehuda would go to the base medrash. Shalka gufa aksafa, he carried a jug on his shoulders to sit on it. Because they were sitting on the floor. He didn't want to sit on the floor. Amar gedola malacha. Great is malacha that it gives someone who gives honor. That the fact that I'm doing this is my honor. It's a shayla because a person who is a big talmid chacham is not supposed to be doing small tasks in front of other people. So apparently over here he held that this idea is greater. The fact that he should be able to sit in the base medrash is greater for his honor. Rabbi Shimon Shalkel Tzan Al Ksafe. He also carried a basket also to sit in the base medrash. Amar gedola malacha shemekavet is malacha. Quoting this again, malacha is great because it gives the honor to those who are doing the malacha. Says the Gemara, write another story. You know, we'll pick up the let's do it quickly. Devisayo de Rabbi Yehuda nafkas naktas amra. Rabbi Yehuda's wife went out to the marketplace and she purchased wool. Avda glima deute, she made a type of coat for him. Kanafke l'shuka mechsebe. When she would go out to the marketplace, she would wear it. V'chinafek Rabbi Yehuda letzluya avim miskasim etzai. He would wear it and daven. Apparently we see, by the way, that this is something which, there's an isser for a person to wear beged isha. So there's a concept, apparently, of a unisex type of thing that you could wear. That's both for men and women. That's not considered an issue for either person to wear it. When you would put it on, he would say, Baruch Shatani Meil. That's similar to the bracha we make of Baruch Malbish Arumin. Zimna Chada, Gazer Reb Shimon Gamliel Tanis. Reb Shimon Gamliel once made a decree for a fast, whatever tsar was happening to the Jews. Reb Yudah lost Levei Tanisa. Reb Yudah didn't come. And Amrin Leit, so they said to Reb Shimon Gamliel, They told him, Rabbi Yehuda didn't have something to wear. That's why he didn't come. He didn't. Maybe his wife took it at the time. She took his coat. Shadr like Lima Velokim. Rabbi Yehuda sent him a garment. Rabbi Yehuda refused to wear it. Turning on to the next time. And now says the Gemara, Dalei Tzivta. Rabbi Yehuda showed, he went to Shem Gamliel why it was necessary not to accept the garment. So he lifted the reed of the mat, which was he was sitting on, and the miracle came, and all of a sudden there was a ton of coins there. V'amarlei l'shulchei said to the shliach, Chazei le'ika, go see that there's a tremendous amount of wealth over here. If I wanted to buy my coat, I could have. Rather, mi lo'nachet le'dinu ba'adin alma. I don't want to have derived benefit from this world, so therefore I have to decline from Shem Gamliel's invitation to come daven with him. Okay, a very interesting story. Rabbi Akiva Be'ezer Shem, a famous story about the story of Rabbi Akiva with Karba Basavua. Okay, that's the story. Rabbi Akiva Be'ezer Shem will pick it up in tomorrow's daf.